Some atheists will tell Christians, "You're an atheist just like I am. I just believe in one less God than you do." But what does that mean? Well, atheists will say that Christians are atheists to the gods of other religions they don't believe in. That Christians don't believe in Zeus or Thor or these other mythological gods. Yet they hold on to their own God for no good reason. And an atheist will invite the Christian to be consistent and just reject all gods like they do. But I don't think this argument succeeds. For example, just because there is counterfeit money, it doesn't follow there's no real money. Much the same way that even if there are counterfeit gods, it doesn't show there's no real God. Rather, we should examine all the different kinds of gods and see which ones exist and which don't. In fact, the ancient philosophers Plato and Aristotle did not believe in gods like Zeus. They saw their moral imperfections showed they did not exist. But those ancient philosophers did believe in one infinite and perfect God that created the world. And in my book, Answering Atheism, I put forward good reasons we have to believe in that God and critique the reasons that are given to believe in atheism. So if you would like to learn more about those reasons, I suggest you pick up a copy of my book, Answering Atheism, from Catholic Answers Press.